Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler can do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause it's time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and we got a great show tonight. We're going to be bringing on the one and only Arthur Borman. And in that opening, I have to thank right off the bat Eric Nichols for doing an awesome job. You know, one of our members of Team DDP Yoga actually put that open together for us after he saw the show that we were on when they were promoting the Good Morning America piece, and really did a nice job with it. I want to say thanks a lot. That was awesome.
Yeah, he's done some awesome stuff, Dallas. He even had the last intro we've been using for a couple months. He did that one too. So,
yeah, and the intro as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And we appreciate that. And encourage anybody to, if you got something you want to be heard or whatever, just send it to Robert or Sparky or Stacy, and you know, we'll find a way to throw it up there. You know, if it meets the code, you got to be up there around that Eric Nichols level up there, because we can't go backwards. But it looks and sounds great. So, yeah, we're going to be having Arthur on in a little bit. I want to welcome everybody and talk about what we're going to be talking about. In that opening, it talked about over 3 million hits. Now that Never Give Up Arthur Inspiration Transformation is over 4 million hits, which is really crazy. You know, before we get into any of it, I just want to tell everybody, because a lot of people have been asking me and writing me and asking about the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. I believe we're like 72 days out from that, and we've got a couple spots left. It's going to be an awesome time. You can find all the information you want if you go to ddpyogaretreat.com, and it's from the 26th to the 30th. It's 5 days, 4 nights. We work out hard, and we have a good time in it, but it's right off the ocean. It's got an amazing breeze coming off the ocean, and it's all open area. It has a palapa, so it's like a big... I always think I can say this, like a big tent almost, that we're shielded from the sun, but we have the breeze, the ocean come off there. And I had last year, like, I think there's two or three people who had never done the workout before and had an amazing time, because I'm always showing someone how to modify the workout. So just like in the DVDs, I say, okay, you need to lower your knee here, or you need to step in, or don't engage as much, you know, if we're going through this next section. So I really make it like... super friendly to beginners, but people who are advanced, they get a hell of a workout too. And, we just don't work out. You know, we eat amazing down there. And I introduce a lot of options of gluten-free and dairy-free, because this El Dorado Resort, which is a 5-star resort, is off the hook. If you want to know about it, again, go to ddpyogaretreat.com, and it'll give you – it's. I want to say that the average, if you're living with somebody, is like $225 a day. $225 for the room, the food, the booze.
You can't beat that.
You can't, man. And there's no other yoga retreat that is anything like this one, because it isn't just the workouts. It's not just amazing food. But we also party, because it's an extravaganza, you know. So right. We're going to have a good time. My goal is you don't gain more than 2 pounds. If we didn't have anybody gain any weight at all, last time we're there, and we ate really good, you know, we partied, and it was just a really awesome time for everybody. And so I just want to put that out. 72 more days. You can catch all the information at edpyogaretreat.com. My sister, she's the one who's running it, and she is an amazing travel agent. One person lost their passport last time she went there. Sally spent the whole day going all over, making sure she went to the consulate, got everything done. Mm-hmm. Oh, she left her passport at where they go through for the passport. So it was all there all the whole time. we won't make that mistake again. If there's someone losing their passport, let's call the consulate first.
as far as the workouts go, though, people can work out directly with you and Arthur, both, which is pretty amazing.
But you, too, you're coming, too, am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be teasing. I'll be participating, but you know.
But you're going to be there, you know, and you're pure inspiration. And if anybody doesn't know who I'm talking to right now, I'm going to welcome her right now. This is Stacey Morris. If you have gone to ddpyoga.com and you watch the video, this is the lovely woman who's on the front, and she has an amazing blog. Stacey, why don't you tell us about your latest blog and what you are doing, which you have happened.
Well, I have a blog called Hungry for the Truth, and it's own blog, and I also have a Facebook version. I talk a lot about food because anyone who knows me knows I totally love food, and I always will. And this morning I decided to put up a picture of what I had for breakfast because I've gotten a lot of mail this week from people who are really almost afraid to go gluten-free because they think it's going to be, you know, dreadful. They're like bracing themselves. So I'm going to put up regular pictures from now on and talk about what I'm eating and how I'm enjoying it. And that's a big part of it. I couldn't have done this for 3 years if I didn't, you know, enjoy what I eat.
Absolutely. And people don't – I'm not pushing it on everybody to go gluten-free or dairy-free, but if you're like 75 pounds overweight or 100 or more, well, guess what? Your body does not like gluten, wheat, flour. It doesn't like dairy. Now, you know, and Sparky, you were never, and my other guest host here, because Stacey, any of you guys who know this that have never come to this show to listen, I'm not always here because my schedule is crazy. But I try to get in at least twice a month. And when I'm not here, Stacey is here 99% of the time, so is Sparky, and so is Robert. And I wanted people to, you know, it's sort of like a junkie, like a whether it's an alcoholic or a, you know, someone who has a problem with drugs or food, they need to hear from other people who have that problem. I've never had that problem. You know, the problem that I have and the reason why I don't do wheat and dairy is because the inflammation that is built up in your joints. If anybody knows my career from wrestling, or you're going to Google, you know, some YouTube, some Diamond Dallas Page, like Diamond Cutters on Everyone, and you see the crazy stuff I did, it was in my 40s, you know, from 40 to 46, really 40 to 49, I went crazy in the ring, and I beat out of my box. So you have to pay for that, and I paid for it through inflammation, swelling of the joints, the gluten attacks the joints. When I stopped eating this, I felt 35 again before I started wrestling. That's when I started. So that's why I do it. And I just want people to know, if it doesn't taste awesome, I'm not eating it. So, you know.
Right,
really,
me
you know,
too. I agree.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing
people,
around.
So, I was going to say,
let me introduce you, Sparky. I want to introduce my other co-host here, which is Sparky. And he's been an amazing person on the whole Team DDP Yoga site, along with Stacey, and really helps a lot of different people. And Spark, you just had the weight around your stomach, like the wheat belly type thing. Am I correct?
I definitely had the wheat belly thing, man. Talk about inflammation in the gut. That's where all was at. All was at. Cut out the gluten, it melted away.
And there's a book out. And there's a book out called Wheat Belly right now. And I think Stacey, you're reading that right now, aren't you?
Yep.
I'm about to start it, yes.
Yeah, we have that up on
ready
the,
yet.
We have that up on the Team DDP Yoga book list as well.
Awesome. Okay, so and
I can attest to it does go right to your belly. I'm pear-shaped, and I never had a belly, but I look at my before pictures, and as one Team DDP Yoga member pointed out, I kind of look like a sumo wrestler. And that, oh, that was, that was the gluten.
I was stiff. but you don't look like that no more, baby. You know, so that's what really tells me. Where are you today? I know plenty of guys who played football back in the day who were studs, and now, you know, 30 years later, it's where are you today? Where are you right now? You know, so that's some of the things. I also want to let people know that we're going to take on questions. Arthur's going to be on here pretty soon. I just want to let you know that for some people, if you want to get involved and come on here and ask questions and talk, because this is like a roundtable, you know, for me, for people to be involved. Because if you tell your story, well, there's someone else who's listening has that very similar story. And whether I have something to say or Stacy does or Sparky does or Robert does, you know, it could hit a lot of people. And the last person I want to introduce is Robert. And a lot of you might have called up because you're calling customer service. Well, that's who you're going to get. Robert is the glue to the company. Steve, who oversees all the stuff that we're doing, he's a different spot. But Robert literally holds this company together. The shipping, everything, all goes through him, the customer service. And I want to thank everybody for not, like, blowing up our phone, saying, yes, where's our workouts? I mean, I came down here to Orlando with Robert and Kelly to make sure everything got in its form. I brought my mom down here. I got people coming in from L.A. because we're going to get as much stuff as – we get everything in on Friday. So we're going to get as much stuff out this weekend as possible. The latest will be out is the middle of next week, but I'm looking to get everything out that we can depending on how many units I get. And I think that the units that I don't get will probably be people who just – I ordered it in the last week. I'm pretty sure everybody's been waiting, should have everything by next week. But just in case you haven't, gone to teamddpyoga.com, you should. You should become a member there, because right there we have the program guide. You can read it all right there. We put it up there in a digital form. It's amazing, right, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had one of our affiliates do that for us and did an amazing job on it.
Actually, I don't have a question. I have a comment and a thank you from Bob Fritz in the chat room, who wants to thank you guys for putting so much info up there before the DVDs arrive.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Most, you know, we've got a lot of questions and a lot of comments about my order, where's my order, and that kind of thing. And 99% of the people have been really cool about it, really understanding it, because none of us knew this was going to happen. We never expected Arthur's video to get 4 million hits and us be on TV all the time. So
exactly. And I want to get into, we've got the booklet up there. This will make you come out of a little bit more, I don't know what word I'm really looking for, but you really will have more thought into what you're actually doing and what your goals are, because we have the breathing DVD, I should say, the breathing portion of the DVDs up there. So your breath is so important. I can't even explain it. I was just interviewed on this thing called Yoga Dork. It just went out there. If you want to read it, it's pretty cool, because they really busted my chops heavily in the beginning. And then once they saw some of the transformations and they saw the thing with Arthur, they came full circle. And now I've got an amazing, respectful relationship with the Yoga Dork, and very, very cool people over there. But she said to me, what is the most important thing that you've learned? I said, the most important thing I've learned in the last 56 years is how to breathe, and breathe properly, because you'll get so much out of your workout. You'll get so much out of your life in general if you own your breath. So we've got the breathing one up there. We've got the Diamond Dozen, you know, which is our 13 moves that if you know those, the rest of the workout is easy, because once you've mastered those, you've got that down, and you can always go back to the Diamond Dozen. If you forgot, if you took off and you fell down and you let it go for a couple months, you can always go back and get that refreshing course. It's like me doing a personal training session with you, and just today we put up energy. And energy is a 25-minute workout. The first two workouts are 25 minutes. They're not 90. So if you're looking for something more challenging, trust me, it's coming. If you're looking to ease into this, this is a beautiful thing. And not only will you be doing energy, but most of you who bought the program at this point know who our guest is going to be. By the way, is he around here?
He's ready to go. Before we bring him in, I want to say that we have got about 8 people on hold already, and there's about 12 after that. You may be just listening.
You got about, we have over 100 people in the chat room already, too.
That's awesome.
And I've got a few questions rolling in, too.
And for all the people on hold, it seems like most of you are listening. If you want, have a question, hit 1 on your dial pad so we know to get to you. But it's going to be a few minutes because we're going to bring Arthur up and then we're going to start rolling with questions. But we got a lot of activity tonight.
Yeah, but I want to make sure if you have a question, please keep it to one question, and because there's a lot of people going to wait on this because, you know, this has been a worldwide internet thing, so it's really crazy what's happened here. And if you have it, just please keep it short so we have it so we can get. We're going to do this. We've got this room for 2 hours, and we've never really stayed for a 2-hour show, but if we have to, we will. So that's just want to let you know. We'll try to get to everyone. Just again, like the orders for the workouts, just please be patient. And if you haven't, you know, tried to call in, the number is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. If you're listening to the show and you're in front of your computer and you want to get out and, you know, you got to run an errand, you can always call in and just listen to it. That's why Robert said we need to know if you want to do come on and actually, you know, listen or you have a question. I just have to tell you something. We're gonna get in the behind the scenes of what happened with the whole video and the thing that, you know, blew up. But I got to tell you, when I heard Steve called me and told me we did this promo, this video for Arthur as a promo for inspiration. We didn't do it because I had to put my trailer at the end of it, DDP yoga. I would have done all that. But that's not what we were, and everybody knows that because it's on everything.
Yes.
But it's not on this. And the reason why it's not on this is because we just wanted to get it out there, a message that anything was possible. So when Steve called me on last Thursday night and he said, dude, it's going viral. I go, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, you understand what that means? I go, what does that mean? And then he called me, goes, look, we're up to like 40,000 hits already. I go, wow, that's pretty cool. 40,000 that quick. And then he calls me back later and goes, dude, we're at like 400,000 hits. I go, wow. So yeah, I crashed out. I had to get to Nashville the next day. So due to security, TSA, and I think Steve or Robert, someone sent me a tweet from David Copperfield that said, stop what you're doing right now and witness real magic. And it had my real DDP and the link to the video. And then not 20 minutes after that, Tony Robbins said one of the most inspiring things he's ever seen. You want to be inspired. You want to be able to hit your goals. Watch this. No reason you can't. So, you know, with that, I want to bring on a guy that I met a little over 5 years ago. It'll be 6 years in February. And it started with me just talking to him. And he's the inspiration. And so is Terry Lang. Terry Lang, who's like the godmother of DDP Yoga. We're going to be bringing her out here. She started at 6 months from 50. Just a segue over to Terry so you know. And Terry's the inspiration for the gluten-free lifestyle that I've learned to come to know. She's the inspiration for that because she became a celiac at 55. But Terry lost 64 pounds going into her 50th birthday, looked amazing, and she just turned 60, you know, a few months ago, and she looks fabulous. So we're going to have her come on air. She's a monster motivation for this. She's the original. She's the godmother of this. And Arthur would be the first person I talked to who I didn't know. So that being said, that's how we got to this whole Team DDP Yoga thing. So with that, let me welcome my buddy, Arthur Borman. How you doing, bro?
Hi, I'm fine. Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Hey, Arthur.
Hi. Wow, this is surprising.
Let me
ask you. What's your life been like? tell people what you do, Arthur. Tell people what you do, though.
I get up early in the morning. I do my DDP yoga. Then I get myself ready to go to school. I leave right after 6 in the morning. I get to school, and I'm in class until about 2 o'clock. Then I depending upon what day it is, I either have meetings or I do tutoring or I run two different clubs at my school. And then after that, I go out and Monday through Thursday, I teach DDP yoga classes at some local athletic clubs. Then
Arthur, where do you teach? Because people are going to want to know, man.
Yeah, Big Vanilla Athletic Clubs in Pasadena and Arnold, Maryland.
So, right, it's right outside of Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's in a Big Vanilla. I just want you guys to know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Anyway, depending upon what night it is, I'm either done at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And from there, I go to a student's house. And these are students who can't go to school because they have medical or psychological conditions. And then I work with them until, again, depending upon what night it is, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday till 9:30, Wednesday normally till 10 o'clock, but I cut it early so I could be here for this. And then Friday until 8. Now, Saturday is my short day. I'm with students just until about 12 o'clock noon. Sometimes later, if somebody misses during the week, like they had a meltdown or something, or they're just not ready, then I come back and put them in Saturday afternoons.
Well, so Arthur, let me just clarify this so people know. When you say students that have a medical condition or whatever, explain, you don't teach like the regular student who's just the kid who's in class. Tell them
I'm a special ed teacher. I work, depending upon what the student's needs are, sometimes I work with students who are intellectually limited. I usually spend most of my summers working with students who are intellectually limited, which incidentally is an awesome experience for me. They're wonderful kids. During the school year, they tend normally to keep me, working with students as much in the mainstream as possible because I'm certified to teach math as well as special ed, so it's kind of useful to have me there.
Go ahead. I want to hear the rest. Go ahead. So you're done.
I do case management for 16 students, which means I write their educational plans and I monitor their progress. I communicate with their parents on a regular basis. I follow up on how they're doing in school and all their different classes. And I'm kind of like either their guardian angel or their stalker, depending upon their mood.
I love that. Okay, so Arthur, it's important that the people know that you had pretty much this schedule. You take out the training and the working out. How many hours a week were you working out when you first started the program? When you first started TDP Yoga,
I was working about 75 to 80 hours a week.
Same thing.
And pretty much still am now.
But you were in the same position you are now.
Back then, I was the assistant principal of a night school where they had alternative ed students. Students who weren't allowed into the day schools were in a night school, and I was the vice principal of the night school. But I'll be honest, being a vice principal, that I'm better in the classroom than I am in the office.
I'll bet you are. You are a teacher. So let me ask you this, because people want to know. They were like, well, how did Arthur get into condition when he started? Can you take us back to when you went into the military? And I know you were very private about that as far as
what you did. Well, I was a grunt. I was a paratrooper. And we would get up in the morning and we would go out and we would do PT together for a couple of hours before breakfast. Then, we have whatever the day is, and to be honest, whatever the day is was usually kind of physically intensive. And then in the afternoons, we'd go out and we'd run PT again. And that was 5 to 6 days a week when we weren't out someplace. If we were out someplace, we were doing everything all the time.
When you're paratrooper, from what I understand, you correct me if I'm wrong, you drop anywhere from 10 to 15 feet a second with anywhere from 50 to 200 pounds on your back. Is that correct?
50 would be on the light side, but yeah. Because you got to realize you got your equipment, you got your chute, you got your helmet, you got all the stuff you're going to drop once you hit the ground. Plus, you've got as much as 120, 130 pounds of equipment. If you're carrying ordnance or commo, it's even more than that.
Wow. So,
If you don't have it on your back, if you don't have it between your legs, because that's where the ruck hangs, your rucksack hangs. You got to shoot on the back, reserve on the front. You know, your rifle is underneath your arm. It's on your side, strapped to the side of the body. If you don't have everything with you, you don't have it. I mean, dropping a bundle is a risky affair because you got to have people chase the bundle down.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Like it'd be pleasurable. That's unreal.
You have a lowering line attached to your ruck.
Say that again.
I used to kind of ride my rucksack in so I could curl my knees up behind it so I wouldn't hit so hard.
Well, I just want people to feel some of the impact so they could see. So, you know, from what I've told the story before, you know, that after 14 years of 500 jumps, you know, you were going to call it quits. Am I correct?
Pretty much. I was getting ready. I was starting to slow down. And then we got deployed. And that's first Persian Gulf War. That was ugly. And I came back, and I was basically falling apart badly. I ended up getting a discharge. They medicaled me, which was not fun. It took me a while, but I got them to upgrade the medical to a retirement. You know, I'm getting that taken care of. You know, I was not anything special or any kind of, you know, big deal. I was just, you know, I went where I was told to go, did what I was told to do.
And the bottom line is your body paid the price of it. And so when we got together, it was 15 years after that. So where were you then? Because I think people need to know, because there's a lot of people listening, because I've read a lot of the posts that people write, you know, and they believe that anything is possible. If they've seen you go through that, why can't they? And one of the things that I want people to know, because so many people would say, can you help me? I don't know who's moving around in the back, but guys, got to Robert, you take care of that, please. The people who called in, or should say write in, please help. Robert, can you pull that back?
Yeah, I'm looking for who it is right now.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because people won't be able to hear this. But people who, like, write in, can you please help my brother or my father or my mother or help my husband or help my wife? You really can't help them like that. I know it sounds bad, but they have to want to help themselves. If I wasn't directly working with Arthur and Arthur really wanted it, he could never have done it. Would you say, Arthur, if Peg had called up and wanted me to do this with you, could you have done this?
Not on my own.
Well, you know, but I'm saying that you had to really want it as opposed to, you know, right. And that's the important thing. And you have to know that when, before there was TeamDDPYoga.com, I told Arthur, take the pictures, write down your goals, take the measurements. How important were they, Arthur?
Very. That picture, those initial pictures are still important to me.
Why?
Number one, it gives me something that I can show people, but on a more important level, you know, that's the first use I've got of it, is I can show it to people. But on the other level is when I'm having an issue, when I feel, you know, like, oh, I want this or oh, I want that. I got that picture, actually, I laminated it to the door of my refrigerator with the words, is it worth it?
Wow.
You know, is it worth doing whatever it is?
Right.
Because
even you have to check yourself, you know, so which is pretty amazing. So when you lost the first 20 pounds in 4 inches, which was in 2 weeks, what was rolling through your head?
I was freaked. I was amazed. I was not expecting to lose the weight. I really wasn't. I was just hoping that my back wouldn't hurt so bad.
Right.
I mean, I was in a lot of pain back then.
And I want people to understand, this workout was never developed for weight loss. It's just an awesome side effect. The Yoga Dork article that just came out, she said, you don't really, you know, push this as a weight loss, yet you have people losing all sorts of crazy weight. I say, yeah, because it's a side effect to the point of, I don't want it to be about losing weight. I want it to be about feeling great. I want you to feel like you're getting younger, you're getting stronger. So imagine if people who are like some of the people I work with right now, one guy, Dennis Bruce Miller, is the starting fullback for the San Francisco 49ers. He's 6'3", 260 pounds. Imagine when he gets 6 months into this, how strong he's going to be from already being like a bull. So it's like, at any level, this is awesome for you, and it's not about weight loss. So for you to have lost those 20 pounds and those 20 pounds and the 4 inches off your stomach, if you never took the measurement around your stomach, you wouldn't have known, would you?
Nope.
Arthur, can I ask you a question? Because I've been getting a lot of feedback on the boards about chronic pain. Were you in a lot of chronic pain when you started? And if so, how did you handle the workouts?
Yes, and part of it is I have some nerve damage, so that was one. This is going to sound weird, but one advantage. but the other part of it was just the movement itself. I felt better because I was moving.
Right. Did I answer your question, Satan?
Yeah, that's a good. So the more you do, the better you felt, even though
the more you do, the better you felt. Now the other thing is, obviously, you don't want to move and work yourself to the point of pain. You always want to stay inside your comfort zone on the moves, and that's really important. Is not to overdo it. That's the beauty of the heart monitor.
Right.
Is I was using my heart monitor, and it was a way that I could tell if I was inside where I needed to be or not, if I was inside my, if I was inside my training zone or if I was going too far, if I was going not far enough, that was, that was how I could tell.
One of the things that shocked me, after the first time that Arthur and I had talked, I went on YouTube because I didn't even know what YouTube was. I just know Robert said, hey, I'm putting these videos up so people can see what our workout looks like. This is the original DVDs that we did. And he said, just so they could see what they look like. So there wasn't that many people in 2007 on YouTube. And, I went on there and I would see some of the, how many little comments we had about it, how many people actually came and looked at it. And I come across this guy. And what name were you using back then, Arthur?
Sungay.
And because you're a Buddhist, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you use that name, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking that guy's face looks like that guy Arthur. So I watch it, and in it he says. And this is all about starting yourself in a spot where you have to know where you're going if you're ever going to get there. That's why you set goals. But you have to know where you started at. So Arthur on the video says, I just started this YRG workout, which everyone who does the workout knows that the YRG workouts are the workouts that anyone can do. The DDP Extreme Psycho workout is just for advanced people. So I actually, if you go to the DDP Psycho Extreme, I go, get off this page right now, unless you can do this, and that. So, I don't know how many people advertise, a workout that says, get off the page right now. But we do, because I want you to go to the YRG workout where Arthur was. And on that video, you can go on the YouTube and check it out, where he says it's still there from 2007. I believe it was February 7th, for some reason, it sticks in my mind. And he said, on that video, he said, I started doing these YRG workouts, and I've started this eating plan, and I've heard that if you tell people, you should, tell people about it, you're more likely to stick to it. And I was like, wow, oh, my God. And then he comes on and says, he continues to say, and I'm hoping you'll come by and encourage me and ask me, are you still sticking to that YRG? Are you still, doing the diet? Because I want to be more accountable. And then I go, that's amazing. And then I'm looking through some more, and then I see another video, and he puts the heart monitor. Do you remember when you did that, Arthur? You put the heart monitor up to the camera? And he goes, look at this. And he goes, 89. And he stands up, and he's leaning up against his bed, which I didn't know that, at the time. And he starts just doing the ignition and going into touchdown and doing a couple of diamond cutters. And he sits back down and he goes, look at this, 139. I go, oh, my God. So I call him up. I go, Arthur, is that you? And he goes, yeah. Well, he goes, do you want me to take it down? I go, take it down? I go, it's brilliant. I go, but your camera sucks. I go, that camera sucks, man. You got to get another camera. And that's when you and your son started filming it. So what was that like for your son right in the beginning? Because you have like footage of stuff that nobody ever has. So
he was great. I wish he was here right now so I could talk to you. He's downstairs. He's having a moment. my son is special, and he was taking them, and a lot of times he was not really, he's very flat affect. You can't always tell what he's thinking or what he feels. And I didn't know how he felt or what was going on. I'll be honest, sometimes I thought it was a big pain in the butt to him. Sometimes I think it still is. but he put it together. And it was his way of showing me that he understood what I was going through. And I think it was his way of saying that he respected what I was doing, and that meant a tremendous deal to me.
Wow.
I'll tell you, man, he made it for his birthday, for his 48th birthday, maybe about three or four months in at that point. And I was like, oh, my God. He had to be like 2 or 3 months. I was like, oh, my God, dude, this is amazing. You have to keep the story going. And that's how it happened. It wasn't planned. Whoever's making that noise. It wasn't planned. It was organic, which is really what all yoga is about. Being organic. Now, the really funny thing is that I have always been the redheaded stepchild, the black sheep of yoga. Because this video has come out, because I've always said it's not yoga, it's DDP yoga. It's its own animal. So I've always gone the other way with it. But it's come around now that there are so many yogis that took that video and put it everywhere.
Yes, they have completely changed direction.
And that's cool, because if they like what we're doing, great. If you don't, I really don't care. I care about results. I care about people changing their lives and sharing it with people. That's what Team DDP Yoga is all about. So, Sparky, you got a question for Arthur before we open it up to the people? Because I think we got a lot of people on here, and I want to get as many people on as we can. Again, the number is 347-994-1216. Before we go in there, Stacey, maybe we have some. Let me ask Sparky first. Do you have a question at all? Do you want to?
Yeah. Arthur, like a lot of people coming in are trying to figure out like when they're going to know the light switch is going to flip for them. When did you kind of know that you said, the pain is kind of reversing, the weight was going off, and you're like, wow, this momentum now is going to carry you for longer than 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, all the way into years?
Yeah. I had this one moment. I kind of had an epiphany. My school has a stairwell in the library that got in the middle of the library. It's a two-floor library. And normally when I was going up or down there, it was a huge effort for me to go all the way up, and I'd have to stop halfway and get my breath. And it would wind me to the point where I couldn't talk to anybody or I couldn't do anything but just focus on getting up and down the stairs. And at the time, I was actually pretty proud of myself for being able to get up and down the stairs, because that's all on your arms. Crutch, heave. And one day I was talking with the kid, and he was working on a project for U.S. government class. And he was very excited about it, and I was thrilled because this kid had finally gotten excited about something, and I'd been trying to, get him engaged. And he was so excited about it, he's just talking about it, and we were going up the stairs, and we were at the top of the stairs. And all of a sudden I stopped and said, crap. I just went all the way up talking to somebody without stopping, carrying my bag full of books and student supplies and all my stuff. and I went all the way up. Like I said, without stopping, without heaving, and I was having an active conversation. And it suddenly occurred to me that I wasn't in pain. My back wasn't killing me. And I thought, well, crap, if I can do that, maybe I can get rid of the hardware.
So
and that
I,
was the
I,
first
I,
time
I,
that I really, you know.
Hey, I'll never forget. And this is the kind of relationship that Arthur and I have. And because if you're putting the work in, and I mean the work in, and doing what you're supposed to do, writing down, taking the pictures, taking the measurements, I can't say that enough, because that will motivate you. If you're putting the work in and doing the workouts and eating properly and writing your food down because you have a problem with that, so you need to reprogram your brain. If you're putting the work in, everybody here will help you, but so will I. If I see you really, really working, and Arthur and I, we talk, every other week or whatever, but I remember him calling me up going, Dallas, you're not going to believe this. And he told me that exact same story, and I got to the top of the stairs. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't stop. I mean, I can't tell you how big that – I mean, I was like – the only moment that was more where I just lost it was when we saw you running. And, that was the first time I'd ever seen that. And there have been a couple of different versions of that. But the first time you'd ever done that, that really, wow. he ain't walking, he's running. So that was really powerful. Stacy, let's take a couple questions off the chat room, and then we'll open it up to lines to people who want to call in. Again, the number is 347-994-1216. Robert, what do they need to do? I know some people just call and listen, but what do they need to do if they want to be part and ask a question?
They have to hit the number one key on their dial pad.
Well, there you have. So just hit the number one, and we'll know that you are in the host queue. And we'll bring you on, and please keep your questions a little bit short, because I know we've got a lot of people who want to ask questions. We have a lot in the chat room, and we really appreciate it. It's a great show. Stacy, what do we have coming out of the chat room?
Well, this is from Katie Stifler, who is one of our most loyal listeners.
Yes,
and
you've
designed the whole program to have it be mixed up and muscle confusion, and that's why you have a number of DVDs. She wants to know, is it okay to focus on one DVD at a time per week?
Sure.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And if anybody who does the workouts already have them, you will hear over and over and over again, make the YRG workouts your own. I'm not there. Arthur's not there. Stacy, Sparky, Robert, nobody's there to tell you what to do. It's your workout, and if you need to, disengage and not engage so much because your heart rate's too high, trust me, do that, because a high heart rate means nothing. You want to be at the top end of your fat burning zone. If you're 40 years old, you take 180, you take 40 less 180, that's 140, then drop 20 clicks. 140 to 120, you're burning fat. And you're going to burn more fat between 135 and 140 than you will at 155, 160. Plus, it'll burn you out. At the end of the workout, you'll be fatigued. I want you to be energized. I want you to be energized. So, make it your own. If you want to stick with something, a story to you, Stacy. Stacy calls me up one day. She says, that double black diamond, it's just been owning me. And what did you say when you were going to your sister, Stacy?
I wasn't sure if I could do it. the whole thing.
What goal did you set for yourself going to see your sister now?
I think just to get through it once. You have a better memory than I do.
I do. It's like notches. I go, boom, she just hit that. She told me that she was going to do it every day until she owned it. And that was 12 days. So if that's a workout to be doing every day.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's phenomenal.
She owned it. That's the thing. Do we have any more questions you want to ask from there? And by the way, I love Katie. How you doing, buddy?
Bob Fritz, who's one of the newer members, he wondered, in terms of Arthur, what made you choose? Did you deliberately choose yoga as a method to drop the weight, or did you just find DDP kind of by accident?
Both. I was originally looking for yoga. Excuse me. When I was much younger, before I met the lovely, gracious, and well-armed Mrs. Borman, I took a yoga class with a young lady, and I'll be honest, I was a young GI, and I really grooved on the fact that there I am in a room full of sweaty girls in spandex, and I'm the only guy in the room. But later on, I began to realize that it was good for my back. I mean, I was out humping and rucking all day, and, you know, my back would be sore. I mean, everybody's is. If you're carrying that kind of weight on your back, you know, you're doing, you know, you're practicing patrolling or something, your back really starts to fire up on you. But doing that made my back feel better. And so I actually got to the point where I enjoyed the class, and I was just going because it was I enjoyed it. But this is, you know, like an army rec center in Germany. And so I'd had a little bit of a yoga experience before. And then, you know, it's not like it was a serious, you know what I mean, class. And, you know, what happened was I thought, when I was injured, I thought, this will help my back. This will help me feel better. And then I went around to some of the local studios down in my county in Maryland. And it's like, you know, I'd come in there and say, you know, can you help me? You know, can I take a class? Can I just try it out? Can I, you know, pay a mat fee and walk on? No, you can't. Mm-hmm. And I'd sit there and say, well, you know, you'd have to sign a waiver. I'll sign a waiver. And it's like one thing to another. And finally, it got to a point where, look, we don't have anybody who knows how to work with you. You can't stand. You can't walk. You know, how can we teach you yoga? So I was kind of left without it. So I went and I was looking online, and, you know, you throw different things in the search engine. You don't get the results you're looking for. You try something else, try something else. And I was on Yahoo, and I threw in, you know, yoga and broken back. And who pops up a Diamond Dallas page? And actually, I remember very specifically, you made a yoga journal once.
Yeah, that was in the WWE.
That was what popped up, a PDF of you in Yoga Journal. And then I was looking down, that was the first thing I looked at. And then I went looking down and, you know, I saw some, you know, the old YRG website. And I went there and they had the links to the YouTubes. And I'm sitting there, you know, in my room on my computer looking at that. And I'm thinking, I can do these. So I'm sitting there on the corner of my bed watching my computer kind of, you know, doing a seated version of a diamond cutter along with you, and I could feel things work.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why for the new stuff, if you go to ddpyoga.com and you just go to the top tab that Robert put up there called the workouts, every single workout has a trailer. So you can see what we're doing that's different and similar. Similar to yoga, but nothing like yoga. So you see, wow, this isn't – I've had pro football players do, like, at the end of the workout go, dude, I don't know what you call that, but that ain't like no yoga I've ever done. You know, so and that's what makes it so different. So
yeah,
for you to do that.
I send people there all the time because they want to know if they can handle this. You know, we get a lot of questions from people with issues. They want to know if they can do the workouts. And I tell them, go look. If you think you can do this, you know, that's a great way to tell.
Well, one of the things I think that people can take away from it, because what a lot of people have been doing, Dallas, is asking, like, what they can do to mod. You can do anything in DDP yoga. There's some place to go if you want to make it harder, but you can also throttle back and just mod everything, no matter if it's your size getting in the way, your strength getting in the way, or some disability, you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, a perfect example of that is a lot of women have problem with push-ups. And in the Diamond Dozen, and anybody who's on Team DDP Yoga or has the program has been invited to go to Team DDP Yoga and go to the Diamond Dozen. You don't have to wait for the DVDs. Go there right now. You know, go there tomorrow morning and do the Diamond Dozen. There's a section just on push-ups, and I really broke it down so it could really help you grow to become a person who can do push-ups. And anyone can do them if you build the strength. It's just women have never really been trained, especially if they're in their 30s or 40s. They've never been trained, so they don't have those muscles right away, but they can develop. And just staying in plank, not going up or down, If you stay there while it's we count down three, hold for three, come up for three, you're getting a hell of a workout. Especially when you get the 5 or 10 seconds, you don't have to go up or down. And again, lower to your knees if you have to. There's always some place to go. And Arthur, you know, you nailed that with figuring it out, because I would tell people on the old stuff to do it, but I didn't actually have a modifying position, and now they have everything. And anybody who gets the energy workout that's up there right now, if you're a member of Team DDP Yoga and you want to start your program now, and you've already done the Diamond Dozen, you've already done the breathing section, you've already read the book or reading the book that's online that you will get physically within the next week, and that's the whole thing. I'm down here in Orlando right now, so we get everything out this weekend. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. We got a lot coming in, so we're really excited about it. You can start it right now, but energy is up there. And you will be working out with someone who's modifying, and then you'll be working out with Arthur, who's doing the energy at its most challenging position. So what else do you have there, Stacey? Want to open up the line, Stacey? Or is that enough for now, or do you want to?
I think that's okay, from the chat room for now. Why don't we go to the calls?
Okay, if there's anyone in the chat room again who doesn't want to call in but wants to, I get it. Just send it right to Stacey, and she'll let us know when you got your messages up there. Okay, Robert, do we have someone online who's waiting to get in?
Absolutely. We've got right now. We've got 10 people on hold, and the first one is area code 352.
352.
Hey guys,
what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Jonathan Miller.
Hey Jonathan, how are you, man?
Hey Jonathan.
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. I just first I wanted to thank Arthur for inspiring both me and my wife to actually get up and get active. You know, we both thought there was nothing out there that would work for us. And
this will work for you.
Yeah, it does. And I've already posted a video of a pre-workout and a post-workout. If anybody doubts the energy level that this can give you, they need to go watch that.
Dude, I saw that. That's an awesome post you put up there, man. I saw that.
And, I mean, I didn't really have a question. I wanted to let people know out there that this program works. And I can't remember the last time that I'd worked out for an hour and felt like afterwards I could do it again.
Didn't you work out twice?
We started with energy, and we felt so good after energy we went straight into fat burner. And that was our very first day one workout.
Great.
Again, making it your own. That's awesome.
Yeah. And for people out there who are doubting that, you know, if they can do it with joint issues or back pain, I've got bad knees, I've got a bad shoulder, and I've got a bulged disc in my lower back. And doing these workouts, I have never felt better in my life.
That's awesome, man. All about the repetition now, brother. You know, it's mm-hmm. all about just doing it and owning it. And did you I mean, if you put a video up, you must have put the pictures and the measurements. You must have taken
them,
right?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Man. I'm already seeing improvements in my flexibility, because my first pictures, when I bent down, I could get barely past my knees. But now my fingers are actually able to touch the floor when I'm bending over. And that's in 3 days' time.
One of my favorite comments was Jericho. He was over my house when I was down in lived down near the water in L.A. And I said, "So Chris, I go, did you take the pictures?" He goes, "God, I wish I took them." I go, "Well, let's take them now. You're 5 weeks in. Let's take them anyway." So he shows me where he is after 5 weeks, and then I go, "Where were you when you started?" So he just showed me where he was, which was. You know, but you have to believe it when you see it. You know, it's right there in your face. So I can't. And if you don't want to put the pictures up, that's okay. Just take them. I always say, take them and take something that you would never be caught dead getting a picture like that. Because trust me, you're going to want to have that if you end up where you end up on the other side, where Sparky and Stacey and Terry and Arthur started. You want to have those pictures. Okay, who's our next
caller?
Thank you, John. That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, bro. The next one is area code 617.
That's Boston. That's a bad boy?
You know it. How's everybody
all
going?
Right. Hi. Back.
Correct.
I tell you, I got to give a little lead in for the Boston bad boy here. He started doing the tweets on Twitter. And I would see his before and after pictures, and he was showing that it was actually during his shots. I was like, dude, they're awesome, you know. And he kept getting more cuts. So he became like that
like the P90X type look. The guy who's still not in bad shape, but got in awesome shape. And we just brought him in like four or five weeks ago to film for the infomercial. And he is a character. So how you doing there, Chris? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Dallas. How's everybody else doing out there?
Doing good, brother.
Great.
Good. Just wanted to check in, say hello. I kind of went on a little quiet for a while, and just wanted to check in, get back with the tweets, start putting up some new videos. Been working on a couple of new modifications. As you might have seen, the Black Crow. I'm doing that. I'm putting that in push-ups into it.
That's awesome.
Chris started, his body beat up, former Marine, right, Chris?
Yep, that's right. Not quite, not the paratrooper. I've had a jump under my belt. I know what the pain is like to have anything over 5 or 10 jumps. I give Arthur more credit than anything. Because with all that gear on, like he was saying earlier, he actually downplayed it. It hurts every time. I don't care where you put your legs. I don't care how athletic you are. When you hit the ground, all you hear is a thud, and it hurts. I mean, you can try to tuck and roll as much as you want, but when you're fully geared down, especially my buddy was a radio man, and when he had that gear on, you could hear him getting ready for the hit, and it hurts. So for him to go through all that and continue on with all this on his hectic work schedule, 80 hours a week, man, that's just outstanding. I had no clue how much you had on your plate when you were doing all this, so much respect, brother. All right, but basically, I'm calling you just our team leader, buddy.
I don't want to be in charge.
Dallas has
been in charge,
man. We gotta have somebody to lead us, man. And you're the biggest story right now going. So, I'm proud. A leader knows when to follow, and I have no problem getting behind you or Dallas or anybody else that stepped up and made strides like you.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for coming on, Chris.
I have something to tell you from a team member named Ahmad. I don't know if you know who he is. He very much wants you to get in touch with him because you said something on the show several months back that changed his life, and he really wants you to contact him.
Me?
Yeah, Ahmad. He's also a recovering disabled veteran. He's been really trying to get a hold of you, so... I made a promise
have
I would...
Have him email me through the site. Ahmad, if you're there...
What's your username on the site?
Me? A.D.
Yeah.
Gorman.
No, he wants Officer X.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk to Officer X?
That's not Chris.
Chris. That's the other Boston bad boy. but he's a cop. Chris is more like
this isn't even Officer X. Oh my
God. That's why. Cause
all right. Well, maybe somehow it'll get back to him.
I'll get to Officer X. Yeah, I'm sure he's somewhere out there. He's somewhere out there listening. But I'm thinking Chris would have got right back to the guy. So if he tried to get a hold of Ahmad or whoever tried to get a hold of him, and that's what's really great about a lot of the people who are on Team DDP Yoga, and a lot of it has to do with when we start doing something, especially in the embryonic stages with different people. And I mean like the beginning, whether it's Arthur or Stacy or Terry or whoever, it's like if I help you, you have to help others. That's your pay to me. And that's why this site works at a different level. So who's next up on that? Good talking to you, bad boy. Good to hear from you.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me see. Next up, we have area code 850.
850.
Hi. Hey, Dallas.
Who is this?
Hi, Arthur. I'm
Hi.
Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Fine.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I just saw Arthur recently, and he's totally inspired me. I'm kind of like you, Arthur. I walk with two canes, and it's been this way for 12 years now. And, of course, the doctors say it's not going to get any better, but I don't believe that. So I wanted to ask you, Arthur, when you had your most down moments, when you really doubted things, how did you push through it?
Well, I just had a routine, and when things were like crap, I hate to put it this way, but I just kind of put myself on autopilot and just said,
okay.
I'm just going to keep working. One of my worst days I had a student get murdered once, actually more than once, but there was one particular one where I'd been working with the kid, and I really thought he was going to pull it out. And he was killed. And I went to the, they had the viewing. And I went to the viewing, and I'm waiting, and I'm, they're doing it. I took off my beads, and I just started praying. And somebody misinterpreted, thought I was Catholic or something, and they came down, sat right beside me, and they're, they're doing their beads, and I'm doing my beads. And suddenly, we suddenly became aware of each other, and all the differences weren't there, because what bound us wasn't the traditions or even the fact that we were both holding beads. It was the fact that we both come together because we were going to miss this very special young man that was gone. And, that was for me a really low point, because all the effort that I had put in, all the things that I thought I was going to be able to help this young man do, I hadn't really accomplished much of anything. Because, there he was, this brilliant young man with a bright future in front of him, turned into X number of pounds of hamburger in a box. And that was, for me, a really low moment. I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell am I even bothering for?
Mm-hmm.
What good am I doing? And that's really negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, for the next several days, I was just on autopilot. I was getting up in the morning, and I wasn't really feeling it, but I was still doing it. And that's the thing, you have to keep that routine going. That way, if it becomes so much of it that it's like, you get up in the morning, you do your practice. It's like you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth. It's when it becomes that much of a part of your routine, then you're going to be able to stick with it. Even when everything else goes bad, that the routine's part of your life. It's part of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Arthur. Airborne.
Airborne.
So I want to add to that, Arthur. It's really a moving story.
Sorry.
It takes like, no, it's good.
I don't want to get all deep and stuff.
Hey, it comes from the heart. You ask the question, you answer it. I've never heard that question. I never heard that answer before. So, I just want to put it on. Repetition is the mother of learning. The more you do something, the more you learn, the better you get. It takes 12 days in a row, I think people have said, as a habit, you to taste something and go, well, that tastes good. My body, you might have been on so much road. It takes 12 times of tasting it for your body to go, I want that. I don't want that garbage you've been giving me. Because your body knows what it needs. And Arthur, eating the way he did, the phase 3 eating plan, not mixing proteins with carbs, having what he ate every single day. Because if he didn't say, because there was no DDPyoga.com back then, if he didn't say that he would do the phase 3 eating plan, no, I do it. I sent it to him on an email, and I said, what do you think of this eating plan? And if he writes back to me, I think I can do this, or I'll give it a try. Those words, think I'll do it, give it a try, I would go back to him, hey, bro, good luck, keep me posted. But he didn't write that. He wrote 4 words, literally 4 words. I can do this. I said, send me your phone number. I knew that he could do it. So I knew he would start to not only really good, but it would start to heal his body from the inside out. And I'm not saying, a lot of people have sent me emails and stuff about, think that I'm like some kind of healing power. I don't. I'm a former wrestler who healed himself through nutrition and a workout. And the bottom line is somebody's traveling around, somebody's stirring something or typing. No. Robert?
That's not me. Will.
Not you. Oh. Whatever. Probably somebody. The only way people healed themselves is a workout that he did, but what he ate, what you put in your body is so important. I can't even explain it. And if someone wants to get on me about saying food can heal you, well, F you then. I don't care. Because I know food can heal you and food can kill you little by little by little. And do I still, if it's not good for me, do I eat it? Yeah. And sometimes I drink it. But I pay for that, just like everybody else does. So it's that old thing about it takes 12 days, or 12 times of taking something for your body to do it. It takes like a month of doing something, or 3 weeks, I can't remember the exact date, of doing something every day where it becomes a part of your repetition. And here's what Arthur said to me after he lost 20 pounds off his waist, 20 pounds off his body and 4 inches off his waist. When we were talking, he said, I'm a soldier. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. Now, if you have that, anybody can have developed that, anyone. So can you do this? Absolutely. Will it take you the time it took him? Maybe much longer. Maybe it's a longer journey. But if you keep moving, I've got to believe. Now, again, talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm a former wrestler. I can't push that enough times. But Arthur, the biggest thing is the mental part. When you got that Own Your Life CD that I have, the Own Your Life CD, how did that Own Your Life CD help you?
It still helps me. I have it. I have it on my computer. You know, Sunday morning when I'm sitting down doing other stuff, or when I'm doing some long holds, I've got that thing playing. When I'm driving around in my car, you know, if there's nothing else going on and I've got some time, I'll turn that thing on and I'll listen to it.
Why?
You know,
Lisa.
I wanted to just say that I saw your 90% video today, and it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yes.
And just so people know that I charge $19.95 for that on my site, but if you're a member of Team DDP Yoga, you get a message from me saying, go watch this video. It will help
you,
Lisa. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Because I just want
people
to know it's just a positive message, you know. And that's the whole thing. When I talked to Arthur, I said, as important as the workout is, as important as the eating plan is, it's 10% of the equation. This is day one, us talking. So you get to hear this. So I'm saying this to everybody who's listening. It's 10% of the equation, the workout and the eating plan. That 90% is your mindset. It's the way, it's what you tell yourself. Like the golden rule from the Bible is treat people the way they want to be treated. I don't want that. I want you to be the way I want to be treated. Because the way people treat themselves, they talk down to themselves. They put themselves down. They eat garbage. They don't take care of their bodies. Please don't take me. Please don't treat me like that. You know, that's the rule. Treat people the way they want to be treated. That's the deal. So on that note, thank you, Lisa, for calling in. That was really beautiful. And Star, thanks for sharing. That was awesome, bro. You know, I know it was hurt at the time, but maybe it helps some people who are listening right there, you know. And,
thank
and that's
you,
what this
John.
Show is all about.
Thanks so
for
much,
calling
Connor.
In.
Bye.
Bye. Who's next, Robert?
Next up, we've got area code 606.
606. I know where that is. Hello, 606. What's your name?
My name is Brett. I wanted to make this quick, but I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my story. I called around a month ago when Nancy was here on the show.
Nancy, I know Nancy. Awesome.
And I've been tweeting you, and you've been retweeting my stuff. Thing is, ever since I did talk to you, I felt awesome, and I was like, yeah, I can't wait till I get the program.
Cool.
And then I just kind of just faded off. And then I checked my emails, and I see from the website that you put up Diamond Dozen, and I was like, I've got to jump on this. It was that little spark that got me going. And I tried Diamond Dozen, never sweat so much in my life. I did it again last night, and then I did it this morning. And I said, hey, why don't I try energy? And I managed to power through energy by doing a few modified positions, but I can honestly say that I've never sweat so much in my entire life doing anything. I've been in football, I've been in basketball, I've been all sports, and I've never sweat so much.
That's awesome.
I just want to say how much I sweat for just being 16-year-old boy so out of shape. I honestly think that I can do just like what Arthur did. I think I could definitely get to my goal weight as long as I get the program and I stick to it and eat healthy.
You're only 16, bro?
At 16.
That's awesome. That's a great place to start.
Definitely.
I mean, my goal weight's like 170. I want to feel better, feel healthy. But I just want to say thank you for all that. And I had a question on since I'm not going to be getting the program for a week or two, I was wondering, did it get a jump start? I was going to do energy every other day, and what do you the food and everything? I'm not sure what I shouldn't eat. I know
you know
gluten.
What? If you go to the website, the book that comes with everything is on the website.
The program.
And
yeah,
in there you'll find it, and it's very detailed, but it's essentially the same basic plan that I got all those years ago and that I'm still on.
And,
yeah, it's all right there, brother.
Yeah, and bro, if you can't find it, this is Sparky. Go ahead and ping me on the site and send me a private mail, and I'll make sure you get to it, okay? I'll get you all the links and get you set up.
And the thing is, another thing is, I just want to keep it short and sweet, but is it okay to not, because I don't have a yoga mat right now, is it still okay to do it on a carpet?
Sure. Yeah, it works, you know.
Yeah,
at some
part
point.
It burns, but I don't care. As long as I'm losing weight, I don't care. Getting stronger, I can already feel it in my arms, like around where the triceps and biceps are, my quads. I can just feel them more tense than they were before. I feel stronger, and I feel better as well.
Bro, repetition is the mother of learning, man. It's, you know, there's not many 16-year-old kids that actually even give a damn that you do. Put you like steps farther ahead. So, and now it's just repetition. It's just keep doing it. And you could do that workout every day. You know, you could do it a couple of times a day. I mean, it's like, that's why I did that one like that. Really, all of them, as long as you're paying attention to your heart rate and all that. And when you get a mat, it'll just take your workout to a different level. When you get a heart monitor, it'll again, we'll take it to a different level. I mean, Stacy didn't use that heart monitor forever. It just worked out with me, which was 3 years later, and she was like, oh, my God, this is like a whole different workout.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Dallas.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug. Motivator.
Yeah, I've been on here for a while just listening. Hey, I wanted to tell the guy that just called in, if he really wants to hear from another teenager on how this is affecting him, get a hold of Brett Wilkinson.
Oh, yeah. He's a stud. He's a young man that's been doing this for quite a while now. And his name is Brett Wilkinson. And I don't say Brett's like 16, 15 or 16 right now, but he's been doing this, God, for a couple of years now, and he takes it very seriously. And it really helps his game. And it's, you know, I always say when I'm doing stuff, if I can do this beat up at 55 or now 56, what could you do? You know, if you really stick to this, I wish I would have had this when I was younger, but it is what it is. I take it when I get it. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing that, bro. And stay tuned and keep moving forward. All right, Sparky, you're welcome, buddy. Robert, we got anybody else on there?
We still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 calls.
Okay, let's try to get through them all.
The next one is area code 704.
704, that's Charlotte. I know that.
Yes, it is.
And who's speaking?
Here. This is Russell.
Russell?
Hey,
Russell.
Hey,
Russ. Hey, I'm glad I finally got on to get a chance to talk to you, Arthur. Like many others, your video is a huge inspiration for me, the first one, actually. But the newest one just blew my mind. You mentioned that you, obviously, very busy individual, as, you know, doing your yoga work and special ed and everything else. And that's actually kind of where my question falls. I work a busy schedule of my own, have three kids, and work evenings and everything else. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm going into a situation where I'm trying to figure out where I can fit in my time to do my workouts. And I'm kind of burning into a wall. And so I'm kind of wanting some advice from you as to where, I'm trying to figure out where were you, when you are so busy doing so many things, where do you fit it in? How do you wedge the, if you want to put it that way, how do you wedge in your time to do your workouts?
First thing in the morning?
Yeah, you get up early to do it, don't you, Arthur?
Yeah. And one other thing I've got that might help. One other thing I've got that might help is I've got a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and it actually has my goals on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where I can see it when I'm working out.
Okay.
And, you know, do you remember SmackDown? The down is do it, own it, write it down. And I have it written down where I can see it. And it's not like I wrote it down and stuck it in a book and stuck the book up on a shelf and 5 years later go, oh, I remember that. And it's on a piece of paper stuck in my face. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that kind of helps me keep myself together.
Yeah, one of the things, Russell, that I told people, they say, you know, so you want me to get up in the morning, but I don't get up till whatchamacallit, whatever time it is. They go, get up earlier.
Yeah, I'm already an early riser because I'm up at, you know, I'm in bed. I don't get to bed until about 12 o'clock in the morning. Yep, about 5:30 to get my son, get my first kid ready for school. And then my second kid's ready. I have to get him ready around 7 o'clock. So it looks like I'm going to have to squeeze into that hour between the time I get my other son on the bus and my little girl wakes up.
Well, it sounds like you have two good reasons to do that.
I have three great reasons to do that.
Okay.
There you go. You know, my older son is a special needs child, so I even have more respect for Arthur in that sense. And then my younger son, who's a little bundle of energy at 4 years old, I'm looking forward to a point that I'm going to be able to get him turned on to doing DDP yoga. I think he's almost there, but he's just so rambunctious. Thank you very much. I'm definitely going to have to take advice on writing things out.
All right. Thank you for calling, bro.
Thanks for calling us. See ya. Who's next, Mike?
We have got the 573 area code.
That's me.
And where is that? Where's 573?
That is Missouri.
Missouri, nice. The show me state. So what's your name?
My name is Louie Benson.
Hey, Louie.
How you doing?
Awesome, man. What do you want to give a question?
I got a couple. I got a question. I want to tell you, first of all, Arthur, I was very inspired by your video. I stared at work. I work at a call center taking angry billing calls for people's cable bills. I stared at DDP Yoga at the website for about 2 days, telling everybody within earshot, what had happened, to you, Arthur. And I was like, I need to do this. Can I do this? Should I do this? And I had people praying for me, should I do this or not? And I finally just on a whim, I took my last. My last $45 that was in my bank account, and I ordered DDP Yoga.
Wow!
I want to change my life. I'm 450 pounds, 24 years old, already having ailments that people usually don't get until their 40s, like sleep apnea and bad knees, bad back, and I wheeze on my way to 300 feet from my car to the door of my work. So I want to change that. I definitely think DDP yoga is the way for me to go because I don't like going outside, I don't like running, and I don't like going to the gym. So I think it's definitely the way to go, and so I'm looking forward to doing that. But let me get to my question so we have all these other people who can ask questions as well. But my question is about the heart monitor. I mean, obviously, I can't afford the heart monitor right now. I know you said the heart monitor is really important, and you said that Stacy didn't actually have the heart monitor for a while. So that makes me feel a little bit better about that. But my question is, most of the heart monitors have a piece that go over the chest, and I asked around here locally for a local heart monitor, and none of them had one that would actually fit me. So I wonder, are there any modifications
I
can make?
I have an answer for that.
Go ahead.
I have an answer for that. Go to a fabric store. Okay, you'll notice most heart monitors, they didn't fuse the plastic into the strap. Most of them, the strap has an end that looks like a buckle almost, and then you got the little slide that tightens it or loosens it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go to another store and take the strap with you, and say, I need some elastic this width. And show it to them and say, I need this width of elastic. And they can hook you up. We have a local place, Joanne Fabrics. When I started, I had the same problem you're describing. And I went down to the place and said, I need this. And then I got almost 2 yards of this stuff just to make sure. And then I took it, gave it to the lovely, gracious, and well-armed Mrs. Borman. And she was able to fix it for me.
Excellent. I certainly.
And if you can't sew very well, electrical tape.
Well, electrical tape, duct tape fixes anything, so we can use duct
Yay.
Tape as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Arthur. God bless you for everything you've been going through. DDP, God bless you for everything you've put together here. I just started doing the workouts on Sunday, and I've already lost 8 pounds.
All right.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Okay. Louis, did you take the pictures?
I did take the pictures. They are on my profile. That's Louis Benson. I'm also putting them all on my Facebook, putting
Good
me
man.
Accountable to all my friends as well.
You are on the right
keep...
path, brother.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely, man. So just keep moving forward, man. So I can tell you, keep moving forward. And you got, yeah, as you can see, there's a lot of people out here who actually give a shit. You know, and they're not going anywhere. So just keep doing what you're doing, Louis. You'll be an awesome example.
I want to make all the body weight on my body feel the bang.
All right.
Louis, after your 30-day mark, man, I want you to call back into the show and let us know where you're at.
Absolutely. I will let you guys know exactly what's going on. I want to go in on this on the entire website the entire way. I want to be... I want to be your next great success story. So
it's awesome, man.
You're on your way.
And do some videos too, Louis. Do some videos where you're at, and we'll post. That'll be awesome.
Well, luckily for you guys, I'm probably going to end up annoying the person who runs the Team DDP Yoga or the DDP Yoga Twitter, because every time I do anything, I tweet at them.
That's Bailey, and she's cheering you on right now. She just messaged me.
Well, I went to school for video, so I have access to all kinds of high def video equipment and stuff, and I already know how exactly I want to do some video stuff. So I'll do it real good for you guys.
Awesome, man. All right,
sounds good, man.
Thanks for calling in. Talk to you in less than 30 days, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you about June 15th or so.
Sounds good.
You got it, pal.
Okay.
Right.
You know, it just occurred to me. Somebody mentioned Philadelphia a minute ago. And Dallas hasn't said this, but he's going to be in Philadelphia. What weekend is that?
Oh, that's the first weekend of June.
First weekend in June.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming in.
You're a brave man going there. I went there once, and it wasn't nearly as packed as you're going to be at. It's going to be a zoo.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy up there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go to the Philadelphia Comic-Con. That one scares me.
Well, dude, you talked about the San Diego Comic-Con. There's nothing like that. That's like
yeah, I
want
to go to San Diego.
I know.
That'll probably kill me to go there, but I want to do it someday. But, one of the neat things is I'm switching something again, ADHD time. But if the neat thing about this website is nobody's here alone. It's like he had a problem he couldn't figure. It just happened to be one that I'd run across a couple of years ago. And everybody here knows something that somebody else could use. And we all share it together. That's why it's so great.
Great. Straight up.
Absolutely. Who do we got next, Robert?
We've got somebody from the 603 area code. I think they've been there already.
Yeah, it's Mike Mullins, Double M. What's going on, guys?
Hey, brother.
Mikey. Hey, what's up, Mikey?
Hi.
Hey, I've been in touch with DDP quite a bit in the past couple months, and I'm taking my 60-day pictures tomorrow, and I can't believe, you won't believe the difference. And I hate to get all serious and stuff on you guys real quick, but Arthur, I know you're getting all kinds of tweets and Facebook messages and Team DDP Yoga messages about how you're inspired people and how you change people's life, but do you really, like, really understand, like, the individual, like, lives that you've touched and changed in Dallas, too? I mean, I would have seen DDP's yoga thing, and I was a worker wrestler for 8 years, and the typical wrestler reaction is, oh, it's BS, it's he's working me. But the Arthur thing verified it. No offense, DDP, I love you to death, but any wrestler who sees there's a wrestler who has a workout is going to be BS. But Arthur is the stamp on it of legitimacy. It's like, okay, this can be done. I don't know how many people out there have come to the point where life is more exhausting than enjoyable, because that's where I was at. And the seeing Arthur do that and seeing DDP's positivity, I ordered the Own Your Life MP3, and the first time I listened to it, I listened to it kind of half-assed. The second time, I took notes. And Arthur's getting a lot of, like, publicity and stuff like that with the video, but I don't know if he really understands the individual lives he's touched. And same with DDP and the positivity you guys bring in your program. I'm not even joking. It's not even figuratively. It literally saved my life. I had no reason to get up in the morning. I did my radio show. I came home. I've had a lot of high highs. I performed in front of 80,000 people doing stand-up comedy. I've done festivals. I've toured with big-name rock bands. I've had really high highs and really low lows. And the lows in the past year where I couldn't go to the bathroom without being in absolute pain, without getting up. I couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. That was a chore for me because my body was so broken to the point where I'm down 30 pounds, 32 pounds exactly, and
wow.
I am virtually most days tolerable with pain. I've gone to not being able to walk down the street with my girlfriend to being able to do so much more, and I just want you guys to realize the magnitude of the individual lives you've touched. I know you're getting a lot of bulk, you know, inspiring, but just in an individual level, you guys have saved my life.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. You got a question, Mikey? Because I know we're going to be going up there, and we're going to see each other in the middle of June.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely. The gluten-free thing, I'm really grasping that. I'm actually 1 week completely 100% gluten-free. I am not a vegetable
awesome.
Person.
Well,
anybody
gluten
have any advice?
A vegetable.
Juice.
Make you a vegetable.
Oh,
no,
I've got plenty
I
of advice
just,
on that because I'm not a vegetable person either. All I can say is I get them down much easier when they're nice and soft. So check out my Hungry for the Truth blog. I've got a lot of good puree recipes on there, and you won't even feel like you're eating vegetables.
Oh yeah,
there
I'm
you
looking
go.
For any. And real quick, I just want to say I'm documenting my journey on Mike's DDPYogaJourney.com. I've got
nice.
All my I do a podcast. I'm going to start out there. I've got my video blogs on there, and it's linked to the Team DDP Yoga site. So if you guys get a chance, check it out. I'm documenting my whole journey because this is the most like passionate I've ever been about anything in my life. So
very cool.
No,
thanks for calling,
I love
brother.
Vegetables.
All right, guys. I love you guys.
Hey, another way to get your veggies in is to juice.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
juice
true.
Is awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff.
You know,
hey.
I think one of the things, this is just me, I love vegetables just, I would rather eat them than juice them. That's just me because, I mean, you actually are eating something. Juicing
yeah.
has some advantages, a lot of nutritional advantages because, you know, you're not having as much bulk. But sometimes you get hungry, you want to actually have something that you can eat. Or you're like watching TV or something, right? And,
yeah.
you know, you got that celery there, and it's so much easier or better to have a strawberry or to have some celery than to have, you know, a chocolate bar or something.
Well, a lot of people look at it, they look at salads and think, like, they just have to eat lettuce, man. You can throw the whole refrigerator into that salad. It should be like a flavor explosion in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's vegetables are, I mean, I always hear that people say, oh, I can't eat just vegetables. I love vegetables.
Well, that's one of the
things.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a vegetarian.
But that's one of the things that made it easy for you to do level three too, because it is geared towards just healthy eating, because you need that. And if you're 450 pounds like Louis, that's the way he needs to eat. He can never really have wheat or dairy, or he'll never really lose the weight. He may lose 50 pounds or so, like David Sherman, who is the one of the bus drivers for Miranda Lambert. You know, he came on this site at 340 pounds, and he lost 40 pounds pretty quickly, but then he hit that block, and I could tell he was really trying. So I sent him a little note. We talked on the phone. I got him to go wheat and dairy free. He lost 40 more pounds over the next 4 months, but what was really amazing, he's the guy who found the book Wheat Belly that I didn't even know existed.
Oh, I owe him. That is an awesome book.
Yeah, he found that book, Arthur, and he turned me on to it. And he, once he realized how different he felt, he got his whole family wheat and dairy free. So
yeah,
it was like a big, big, big deal. So just for people who are like I said, 75, 100 pounds overweight, you really can't eat that if you ever really want to keep it off, because you can starve yourself like Stacy did twice and lose 100 pounds. But it's going to come right back. And more, because that's what happened. And everybody knows that story. You know, it's like something you absolutely know. If you lose 60 pounds or 40 pounds or 100 pounds and you lose it, and then you go back to eating the way you used to, you're going to gain it back and more. And it's totally, and I got to use this word here, it's totally going to fuck your body up. Going up for that big weight and then down. And up for that big weight and down. For all, and I'm a wrestler telling you this. I've learned this from the best nutritionist in the world. That's who I work with. That's where all these things that I share with you come from. I didn't make up the food stuff. I learned from people who really know. I just put it in a package so anybody could. I'm just calorie count, simple portion control. That's what level one is. You know, just doing it like Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers has a hell of a program, but they really don't care what you eat. They'll feed you all the garbage in the world as long as you get points. But, you know, that's how we do things. So you do whatever works for you. All right. Thanks for calling in. Who's next? How many more do we have, Robert?
I was just going to say that we've got five more. We've got 30 minutes left to go. So we're running tight. The next one is my neck of the woods, 407.
Orlando area.
Yeah.
That's me. It's Daniel. How are you?
Doing
hey,
good,
Daniel.
Bro.
Fine.
This question is for Arthur primarily, and then I guess it's for Diamond and anyone else who wants to definitely come in. I'm over 500 pounds, and I really struggled, and I really messed up my body. I'm 45 years old. And I have a really, really difficult time. I can't even walk half a block or really do any exercise. And about 2 years ago, I was in an accident, which messed up my legs pretty bad, which I'm beginning to get treatment for and work through. The program really looks interesting, and I'm on the fence about jumping in and getting it. I haven't gotten it yet. But I'm really scared and that I won't be able to do it, honestly, because my body's in that bad shape, you know, and I see the videos on YouTube and whatnot, and I've seen the Arthur video a dozen times, of course, and I've heard that you've modified it to make it work for you, but I'm looking for some real practical guidance from somebody who's, you know, my body's really in a really bad place, like a lot of people. You know, how do you get started and how do you modify it and take the small steps first and keep the motivation going until I begin to see some results?
You ready?
Arthur?
Okay.
I'm desperate.
Let me answer your question a couple of different ways. First, how do you modify the program? If I were you, I would start with you're going to need a full set of props, okay? You're going to need blocks at least two or three yoga blocks. You're going to need a chair. You're going to need a couple of towels, a small, you know, like the kind you dry your hands on, small towel. You're going to need a big bath towel. You're going to need probably a yoga mat before you get started just to give you some cushioning for your knees and stuff. You're going to need a strap, possibly two, depending upon how big around you are. Okay? Now, the chair is going to be your best friend for a while. You're going to sit in the chair in such a way that your butt cheek and your quad is on that, and you're going to lift up high. So you're actually facing the side of the chair, the upright of the chair. You'd be able to put your arm over, and your leg is going to be on the front of that chair. So your other leg, the one that's hanging off, you'll be able to push that back, and you'll be able to engage that muscle. So that way you're actually kind of halfway sitting on the chair. So you're supporting the amount of your body weight that you need. Does that make sense?
That does.
Okay. And when you're doing those lunge positions, that's where you're at for that. When you're doing the standing positions, you're holding the chair, and if you're like leaning forward, you're actually holding on to the chair to keep yourself stable. So it's like, you know what a four-point cane is, right? It's like the world's biggest four-point cane.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to use that to keep yourself stable. Do not lock out your legs. That's one of the worst things you can do. Don't lock out the legs.
Don't lock out the legs.
Right.
Right.
And I wish I had more time. Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a lot of things you can do. The blocks, you can use them to support your knees. You can use them also. Use the blocks and the towels to keep your kneecap off the ground. As weird as that sounds, having your kneecap directly on the ground with the kind of weight you've got on it, the hips over the knees is going to compress that kneecap right in, and it's going to cause you pain. So what you want to do is you want to have some kind of a roll, like a rolled towel, below the bottom edge of the kneecap. And that will keep that off the ground, so you're not going to have that compression in the knee. I mean, I can give you about a million different things for every different exercise. I wish we had more time to do that. But, you know, just using props is a great way for you to physically get started. Now,
Arthur, let me interject here on that. There are a bunch of videos that you took with these exact things you were talking about, and I believe, didn't you put a lot of them up on your page?
They're somewhere on the website. I don't remember exactly, but they're somewhere there.
I think I know, at least in YouTube's, and I know that you, because you showed how to do the towel. There's so many different things, but finish off what you were saying, Arthur.
Part of it's mental. And the mental part of it, the brain game, whatever you want to call it, part of it's faith. I had to take a leap of faith and say, I didn't say I believe or I hope or I dream or I wish or I want. I had to say, I'm going to do this. Now, the problem is you can affirm as many times as you want, and that's not worth anything without discipline. You have to have that idea of what you're going to do, and you got to want it. It's got to be your goal, and you're going to say, okay, I am going to make this happen. It's not an I want or I dream or an I hope. It's an I am, I will. So you've got to have that vision, but you have to work towards it. You know, if you just say it's going to happen, it won't. But if you start working towards it, then it will. You know, if you just affirm something without having any discipline, that's the beginning of being delusional. But if you affirm it, and you push at it, and you work at it, then you will do some amazing stuff.
I tell you, on the heels of that, you got to have heart, drive, passion, want, desire, belief, and most of all, discipline, bro. Because you didn't get in that shape by being disciplined. And the other side of it is, you also, I'm sure growing up, you were the heavy guy, and your buddies ate the same stuff you ate, stayed skinny, you kept getting bigger. And that's what the normal thing for everyone who turns into a big person. The bottom is you have to discipline. You need to know what you can and can't eat. And, like, I'm not going to tell you that this workout will heal you or do what it did for him. I'm just telling you that you do what you think works for you. And, like, I remember Arthur telling me that he, one time he was laying in bed with his wife when we first got off that phone talking. And he said he got all choked up and started, you know, wanting to cry because, like, what if I can't do this? Remember that story you told me, Arthur?
Yeah.
Now, what if I can't?
It scared the hell out of me.
What if you can? What if you can? So that's all I got for you, bro. Because we got to get
on another note. You know, when I started this, it wasn't was I scared that I couldn't do it. I was scared that if I continued on a path that I was on, I was going to die. So for me, it was more of a I know I can do anything, but I don't want to die.
Is that Doug? Yeah. Is that Doug talking?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's Doug.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know Doug, he's like the monster motivator on Team DDP Yoga. Met Doug on my way to Afghanistan in a place called Qatar or Qatar, however you say it. Just another disabled vet who's working for the military, and he came up to me and he said, Diamond, I was doing a big workout with all the, you know, them soldiers and Marines and airmen in the gymnasium there in Qatar. And that's sort of like the R&R place for people who are coming from Afghanistan or coming from Iraq. It's the only place they can actually have a beer. But we were going to the gym, and he came up to me, and he said, do you think I can do this workout? And I said, if you check your ego before you walk in the door, because I was coming there to kick their ass. I wasn't coming there like I normally do to have a workout with people. I want them to be all within their levels. These are people who are trained to be – and if they're coming to a workout with me in the military, they think they're in awesome condition. I'm going to show them that the 50-year-old man, though, can smoke them all. And if I could do that, what could they do? And he did. Doug modified every position. I told everyone, here's what I'd do if I was you. And I took them there, and then I said, okay, here's what I do when I'm wanting to really challenge myself. And it was a hell of a workout. He was drenched, soaked, and he went on the journey. He started losing weight, stopped it, went away from it. Of course, it's going to come back. He gained another 20 pounds. He's 326 when he started the program and said, I'm doing this new program. I'm going to get it. He lost 100 pounds in 9 months. And he's been one of the most vocal and inspirational paths on this team. And, you know, he's the kind of guy who'll keep giving and giving and giving because he gets off on inspiring people. So that's who was just talking about that. Who said that? So I want you to know that. And listen, we got to get to a couple more people. Thank you so much for calling in, buddy. You know, keep us posted.
Thank you.
What we do, you know where we are.
Absolutely.
Who do we
Thank
have
you.
Next, Robert? You're welcome, Mike.
Well, the next one is the 253 area code.
Yeah. Hi, Paige.
Who's this?
Sorry, Ben. Doug. My name is Doug Graham from Kent, Washington, Tacoma, Seattle area.
Tacoma, that's where I won the world title. That's a good place for me, man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just bought my DVDs about a week ago, and haven't been doing it too much, and I just wanted to know. I saw the startup where you said it was a mandatory thing to get into the breathing and tighten up your legs and everything and do that, but can I do the Diamond Dozen, too, while I'm waiting for my vids?
Well, we just put energy up there because we'll have everything out by the end of this weekend, I hope. That's the goal. It's all supposed to be here Friday. But we put up the energy workout as well. So that's up there. And the program guide is up there, too. So you can really get a good head start on it coming. And we've never done this before. Normally, you know, we get this stuff out, like, really quick. But we just ran out of inventory, like, within a day.
Is it going to take longer to get my vids then?
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, everything's going to ship out by Friday. We finally got everything situated. We've got a big shipment of inventory coming in, and everything is shipping out by Saturday.
Okay,
Saturday
and Monday.
Another thing I got, too, is I'm a diabetic. And I've got peripheral neuropathy in both legs, especially on my left side, and I've got no feeling in my toes, and I get foot ulcers and all that. And I kind of wanted to hook up with somebody in the community that who's going through the same thing I'm going, and that we can bounce off each other, you know.
That's why I have hand controls in my car.
hand controls. Oh, you're diabetic?
No, I'm not, but I have impaired neural feedback.
Oh, I see. Oh.
In other words, I step on a nail and it feels like I stepped on a rock.
Yeah, right, right. Well, I wrote about this the other day to you I don't know if you remember my email, Arthur, but I was kind of thinking, I know I can't really do it on my own, and I kind of like I want to hook up with somebody on a one-on-one basis. If there's somebody in the community that's going through the same thing like I do, that would really be an encouragement to me if I could
I don't know if there's anybody with diabetic neuropathy. If there is, please email him. But if nobody else, you can always talk to me. I know what it's like to have neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know what it's like to have that impaired feedback. I know it's a pain in the ass, but I also know that there's ways you can work with it and around it.
So like what Diamond did with the first startup video, you know, and he was in the grass and he would say, kind of dig your toes into the ground, you know, and I can't feel that, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. So
you can't feel your muscles tightening? Can you feel it with your hands?
Well, yeah, I can feel that, but it's like mostly in my feet that I can't feel anything, and especially if if I'm walking on the job a lot, I'll get this sharp pain down the bottom of my foot, but I'm not realizing that I'm cracking open my toe, that it's, I'm getting a foot ulcer. It's like that, and it's very frustrating.
Guys, we actually got somebody in the chat who has neuropathy too, man. On the site, there's the ability to create groups, and that's where a lot of people come together who have, common issues and try to get past them.
Uh-huh.
Get on the site and create yourself a group with neuropathy, and I bet you get, a bunch of people signing up in there, and you guys can all work together to get through.
Okay.
I also want to say to you, bro, is talk to your doctor, too, because remember, we're not doctors here. Even Arthur is not a doctor. We do what we can do, and we try to point you in the best direction you can go. But, I didn't even know that Arthur had that issue. Because he disengaged his quads and glutes and the upper part of his body. So if you can't get the toes for it, I don't really know what to tell you there on that except for working around it. That's just my feedback to you, okay?
Hey, Paige, I hope you come up here to back up the Puget Sound area. We'd love to have you up here, you're doing.
But I'm traveling all over, so, eventually I would love to go back up there because, like I said, it's got a good spot in my heart. when I was 43 years old, it was right around my birthday, too. It was like a day or two off my birthday, my 43rd birthday, and it was another thing that proved to me that anything was possible. For that to happen, it never happened in professional wrestling ever before. No one's ever been crowned, or awarded the world title at that age, at that time. So, anything's possible. So, thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was right in
the commissar.
Oh, what the? I can't even remember the king gone now. That was in the Tacoma Dome. That's right.
Yep, Tacoma Dome. It was a great crowd. It was an awesome night. And I will remember you, my friend, just from that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, all right, take care, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, we got three more. We're going to try and get them in. Let's see. We have three more, right?
Yeah, we've got two more now, but yes.
All right,
next,
two more. Awesome. Who's
the next one is from 330.
Yeah, hey, this is Chris Todd from Canton, Ohio.
Hey, Chris, thanks for
holding
on so long. Oh, my God, how you hung out. You really hung on there these last three or four people. So what do you got, Chris?
Well, I just wanted to say that, Arthur, I really loved in the video at the end when I saw you get up on where you were on the running track and you took off and ran. That made me buy the video.
Wow.
And, I just think you're really inspirational, and I just think that this whole Team DDP thing is cool as hell. I mean, you can just tell from the people that call in how many problems there are out there with people, and, it's a good way for people to call in and actually work out their issues so they can do this.
Right.
And the one thing I wanted to say, I hope you guys don't mind, but, Louie called in earlier. And, he said that he took his last bit of money to buy the DVD. And I think that's really the beginning of commitment, when somebody takes everything they have left to do something. Well,
yeah.
I personally want to buy Louie his heart monitor. And I want Louis to go on my go on my page and just send me your address, Louis. I hope you're listening. Just send me your address, and I will send you the Timex heart monitor that I have. I'll get you one and send it to you because I just think that's, you know, I'm going to do that for you because it's Team DDP, and you're on my team now.
That is awesome.
Dude, you rock.
Nice, bro.
Okay, so just tell Louis that, you know, give me the address and it's in the mail. I'll go get it for him tomorrow so he can get going because somebody that size definitely needs a heart monitor to know where they're at so they can get their heart going. And, you know, Dallas, I want you to, if you could talk to everybody out there about the importance of how, you know, the biggest muscle that you exercise doing this is your heart.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, because that's the whole conditioning. And I take it all from I'm going to put a post up, Robert. Let's put the blog up. Remember I put it about Mark Allen, the triathlete?
Yeah,
let's
that's what I wanted you to put up because I wanted to see that because when, you know, you told me about that when you called me on the phone and the whole thing about how he monitored his heart in those training sessions turned it on for me. That, you know, once we get our hearts in that zone, that is feeding all our muscles. That is the most important muscle we have. And
absolutely.
That is the key to what we're doing here.
Yeah, besides the brain.
Exactly.
Besides the brain. I consider that a muscle, too, you know. But, so Arthur, I mean, Robert, I will go through and send it over to you again in case you can't find it. And we'll put it up on the blog. And this is just the whole reason why I just put the heart monitor in the workout because it helped me so much not to overtrain when I blew out my back. You know,
right.
When the doctor's telling me it's over, and I'm like, you know what, maybe it's not. And I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to train too hard, and I want to strengthen my body. And it still fascinates me how strong my back is, my shoulders. My knees have freaked me out lately. You know, I'm 56, and they just, for all intents and purposes, not really feel like this, I thought. But
yeah, well, your body comes back when you train it right. You know, it wants to do that.
And it wants, and the healthy food. That has so much to do with it, too, and I can't stress that enough. You know, stuff that's healthy for you. Dude, thank you so much for that call, man. That's
hey, no problem, man. I'll see you guys in Mexico, too.
That's going to be awesome.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, we got to get moving real quick, bro. If you're on Twitter, you can get a hold of Louie at Team Louie on Twitter.
Okay.
You can get with him directly there.
All right, no problem. Hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling. Our last caller. Who's our last call here, bro?
Our last caller of the night, finally, is 707.
Our 707. Hello.
Petaluma, California. Good morning, guys. Or good evening, guys. Where are we? So, quick question for you, because I know we have to wrap this up. This is Kate, by the way.
Hey.
Hi. So, Kate had a glass of wine last night and then did her Diamond Dozen. And I know I'm putting you guys all in a really uncomfortable place, but I need to hear an answer on this. Why was it so much better?
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe the buzz?
I'm sitting there going, was it mental or was it physical? Because my body was just completely loose, and it may be that I'm doing it 3 times a day while I'm waiting for my DVDs. So maybe it's just where my body was. But I was a little tempted when I got home from work today to pour a little vino before I did it, but I did it without it. So, any ideas?
Not really.
I mean, I don't even know where to start answering that one.
Yeah. All I'll say is that taking it to a different level of making it your own. So.
Well, I figured it was my third time of the day. I was okay.
So. Well, I remember Jamie. He was this guy, a friend of ours, Jamie, who came to the retreat last year. He came after 2 or 3 shots of tequila. He didn't fare as well as you did.
Yeah, no, 3 shots of tequila, and I'd be asleep on the floor in the corpse position.
Well, he's a 250-pound biker, so, you know, That's the whole types of people who do DDP yoga. Kate, is that all you have? Because I'm going to wrap that up.
That was it. I just didn't know if anybody had experienced it and knew why it was such a great little workout, but
well,
it rocked.
I'll promise you, I'll try it.
Yeah, give me feedback.
I will.
Don't see us promoting that part of the workout, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know. I was like, I know I'm asking an uncomfortable question here, but.
I like
all right,
that.
Guys.
Thank you, Kate.
Have a great
thanks,
night,
everybody.
Guys.
Thanks, everybody, Kate. For calling in tonight. I especially want to thank Steve Yu, who did an unbelievable job on the video for Arthur. It's well over 4 million hits right now. And, you know, people are really jazzed now to see Steve's movie, you know, inspired the movie, which he's in the, you know, in the final edit phases of. So can't thank Steve enough on so many different levels for creating an amazing thing. It's helped change a lot of lives, and hopefully we'll keep moving them forward. I want to remind everybody that we're countdown to DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. You know, so you've already heard some of the people are going to be coming there with us down in Mexico, and Arthur will be there as well. I want to apologize one more time for everybody who had to wait so long for their DVDs. They are coming. We are getting them in Friday and Saturday. We're going to be shipping out stuff on Saturday, but we're going to be packing up stuff for Saturday and Sunday. And we should have everything that the people have been really waiting, you know, it'll be out by no later than Monday, the last bits of it. And we send it second day air. And then once we're caught up, we send them pretty much quickly. Like, you won't take more than 5 or 6 days, most
at
likely
most.
2 or 3 at the
yeah.
most. Yeah, but again, you can always go to the Team DDP Yoga front page and go where it says New Members Guide. You know, take those pictures, get your measurements, set your goals. It was Zig Ziglar who said, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. You know, set a
nice.
Goal. You know, set multiple goals. Just don't think it. Write it down. You know, work on the breathing. It's so pivotal on so many levels, I can't explain it to you. It took my workout to a different level. Fit with the Diamond Dozen. Just don't do it once or twice, like I tell you in a program guide. Do it as much as you can. And while you're waiting, you'll only get better. You'll only have more of an insight of what to do. Energy is up there right now, and it will give you that energy. You'll be able to work out with Arthur. If you want to get the Own Your Life, you can always show up on the site and get that. It's like $10 or $11, you know, and it'll be the best $10 or $11 you've ever spent if you use it. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. I want to thank Stacy for coming on here. Sparky, always Robert. Robert has been the glue that has held this whole thing together and getting this whole shit and shipped out with Kelly. And they've done an amazing job putting it all together under all the pressure, not only the people have put on them, but that I have put on them.
We still love you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I want to, of course, thank Arthur for coming on here and sharing this and just being a guy who's been there for everybody and continuing, like Stacy and so many people, you know, welcoming the people to come into the whole team. I want to thank everybody for staying late. And I just want to say, great job, guys. Thank you so much for coming. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya next.
That's it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.